greetings to you in Jesus' precious name this morning. I apologize that I'm not Brother Luke, but I'm not going to try to take his place. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Why, if it was such a joyful occasion, did so few people respond to it? You can turn with me to Luke 2. I'm going to start there. My message title this morning is Watch Ye, for Your Lord Cometh. And as we're going to read Luke 2, first 21 verses together. We're going to take turns reading these verses. And as we read these verses, I want us to think about the obscurity of Jesus' birth. There was a handful of people that really paid attention to it. It seems like, in many ways, the world just went on by. For many, it was just another day. Some because they didn't even know what was happening. Many because they didn't know what was happening. Probably some because they didn't care what was happening. We're going to read Luke 2 here. I'd like to start in the front. We're each going to take turns reading a verse and just simply go around the ring. Okay, so a familiar story. I was looking back on my notes 5 years ago, I think it was. My message was titled, The Baby King. And as you look at this passage, there's not much royalty there. Who was his mom? What credentials did she have? Just says she was a virgin. Of the lineage, actually says of Joseph that he was of the lineage of David. Where was the palace? There was none. Where was There wasn't even a room in the inn. Where was he born? In a barn. In a barn with the animals. And we can look at that picture. This time of the year, you'll see manger scenes. They look comfortable. But in reality, it probably wasn't so much like that. They were in a barn. There was animals there. As a family, we like to sing the song, The Friendly Beasts. But you know, these were just normal animals. Where were the people that were there to applaud his birth? This was a king coming into the world. He was a royal prince. There were very few. Very few. The only ones that we really have record of coming to him are the shepherds. And then sometime later, the wise men from the east. Why did so many people miss him? Why did so many people miss the birth of Jesus, King of the Jews? The Jewish people knew about his arrival. They knew it was going to happen. They were familiar with that in their scriptures. And yet so many people missed the birth of the King of the Jews. Now turn with me to John 20. Just jumping ahead considerably in the life of Jesus. This comes toward the end of his life. John 20, verse 19. Then the same day at evening, this is after Jesus' resurrection, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. And as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Actually, I wanted to continue reading a few more verses. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. So here we have Jesus making his appearance to 10 of the disciples. Thomas was not with them. He missed the coming of Jesus. This was one of the first appearances after Jesus' resurrection. We know he had a few other appearances on an individual level. But Thomas missed it. Why did he miss it? I don't know what he was doing. It says the others were gathered together behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. Thomas wasn't there. Does that mean he didn't have the same fear of the Jews? I don't know. What he was doing, I don't know. Maybe he was doing good things. Maybe he was helping his family. But he missed it. However, when the other disciples told him about the appearance of Jesus, it says he doubted. So he still missed it. He still missed the fact that Jesus was alive and that he was stopping in on the disciples to bless them. He missed it for his doubting. He missed it because he didn't really believe that Jesus was going to come appear just then. He missed it because he really believed that this day would go on as the one before, in sorrow and sadness, because Jesus was dead. He missed it because he did not unite himself with the other apostles, the other disciples at this time. He missed it for his doubting. Watch ye, for your Lord cometh. Thomas was not watching for Jesus to appear. He believed in his heart that Jesus was gone forever. I want to turn to Luke 12. I'm going to read verses 31 to 45. Luke 12, verse 31. But seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. That comes right after the passage telling us not to get engrossed in the physical, because that's not the important. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself, and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Then Peter saith unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. This passage here talks about another time, that our Lord will come, and there will be those who are not ready. And you know what we're doing with our lives today determines whether we will be ready for that time then. I think of Christmas. Now, there's many that will go through the Christmas season and completely miss that our Lord came. He came. And that's what Christmas is all about. They will miss it because some will miss it because they're busy doing other things. Some will miss it because they're so wrapped up in the holiday spirit that they forget what the holiday is about. Some will miss it because they've chosen to adopt something else instead of Jesus. Some will miss it because they've brought Santa in as a replacement for Jesus. Some will miss it because their worship is around the Christmas tree instead of around Jesus. Many will miss the real reason for Christmas. So the challenge is for us. Are we watching? Are we alert? Are we using Christmas for what it's meant to be? Are we using it to glorify God, to remember what Jesus did for us on earth? Now, coming forward to Luke 12. It gives here the story of someone who was not seeking the kingdom of God. He was looking for the opportunities when his Lord wouldn't be paying attention and he could do what he wanted to do. He is lax. He's relaxed. He did not prepare for his Lord. These verses say that we can prepare by placing treasure in heaven, by having our hearts bound in heaven, as Brother Anthony shared, by having our hearts wrapped up in Jesus, our friend. Instead, the servant is saying, each day is like the last. I was watching for my Lord to come back, but he never did. Each day is the same. And so he relaxed. He became lax. But that didn't change the fact that his Lord came back. One of the things that inspired this message It was our recent experience. You know, it's been several years ago already that we made the preparations to move into a new neighborhood, a better neighborhood. We were planning. We had a focus. We knew why we were doing what we were doing. And we made that move. And you know, when we lived in South Bronx, I was always very careful of my vehicle. It was always locked securely. It was always shut up. I made sure it wasn't parked in street cleaning zones. I took care of it. It was locked, secure. It was planned for. And you know, as we moved into our current neighborhood, I did the same thing. I locked that vehicle. After everybody was out of it, I would come around and lock it. I would personally make sure that it was secure, that it was going to be ready for my next use. But you know, much like this servant, nothing happened. It became just normal to come out front, and my vehicle was sitting there ready for me for its next use. I became lax. I became, would you say, distracted, concerned about other things instead. There were other things that took more importance. And then when I woke up Thursday morning and looked out the window and it wasn't there, it's like doubting Thomas. I still couldn't believe it wasn't there. It had been. It was right there. But when we started going around and counting up keys and realizing that somehow a set was missing, I realized I became lax in another area too. You know, either there was a set of keys dropped somewhere, or there was a set in that vehicle somewhere. But somebody came as a thief in the night, and I was not prepared. And Jesus says, our lives are the same way. We make preparation. You sitting here, I believe, could all point back to a time when you made preparation for your life, for your future. You chose Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I think you can all testify to the peace of forgiven sins. I think you can all testify to the wonder of Jesus wanting to be your friend. And what a friendship with Jesus is like. But you know, the temptation is there that day after day, it's the same. Day after day, Jesus did not come back yet. Day after day, this day is like the last day. And we put our guards down. I remember years ago, testimony of an acquaintance. He was traveling from somewhere out west to east. Middle of the night, and he got pulled over in a town. And the police was not very friendly with him. He said, I'm taking you in for reckless driving. You were doing 30 or 35 over, I forget exactly the figure, in town. So you're basically doing double the speed limit of the town. And they did, they took him in. They put him in jail, which is the penalty for reckless driving, jail time. And as I listened to his story, it's the thing that was ringing in my mind is, this probably wasn't the first time that maybe the jail, but it probably was not the first time he was sailing 35 through 35 over in town. He got lax. He wasn't taking care. He wasn't paying attention. And not the thief in this case, but the police came. The police came. And you know, that happens in other areas of our lives. It can happen in any area of life. But what do I do? What do I focus on? What are my thoughts when I get up in the morning? Is it that friendship with Jesus? Or am I busy thinking about what I need to accomplish today? It's so easy to get lax. When you first came to Jesus, you thought about those things. You thought about those things. Do you still? Do you still? Are you still watching for the coming of your Lord? So as your day gets on the roll, many of us have work that we do. We have busy moms that are busy parenting their children. Are we allowing those things to distract from our love for Jesus, from our watchfulness for the Lord's return? What do I do when I am by myself? That's another indicator. When I am by myself, does it make a difference in the hobbies that I put my time into? Does it make a difference in the music that I listen to? Does it make a difference in the speech that I use? Does it make a difference in the way that I dress? Am I watching for the coming of my Lord? Here in this passage, when the servant got lax, it says he started beating the other servants. In other words, he started pursuing his own agenda. He started dealing with the ones that got in his way. The other thing he did was began to eat and drink and to be drunk. You know, eating and drinking is normal. But it can be done in excess. Probably another good warning for the holidays. But it says he was drunken. He was pursuing pleasure. So what do I do with free time? Do I need adrenaline rushing experiences? My free time is the zip lines and the bungee jumps, the first thing I think of. Or do you think about your neighbor? Challenge for me, for all of us. What do I do? And you might say you don't have free time. And I tend to say the same thing. But we still prioritize our time. What am I putting my time towards? Verse 46 says, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looks not for him. We're coming to the close of 2019. As you look back across the year, were there times when you would not have wanted Jesus to be present? Were there times when you would not have invited Jesus into what you were doing? Were there times when you would have done something different had Jesus been watching? Had Jesus been here? Had he been in your room with you? Had he been in your car with you? Had he been walking the street with you? This passage makes that question very serious. Because it says, Jesus will come when you're not expecting, if you're not watching. I think all of us have faced failure. But this servant here did not do anything about it. As we look back across our year, there are some things that we see, if we're honest with ourselves, that we've done that disappoint ourselves. But what did we do about it? Did we take care of that? Did we take it to Jesus? Did we make it right? And as we do that, we can watch. We can anticipate the coming of Jesus. We can look forward to his return. We can look forward to that day. And as we anticipate that, it makes a difference in what we choose to do with our days while we wait. The story of the 10 virgins, we know that story, very familiar story. It says there were 5 wise ones that kept their lamps in order. They kept them trimmed. They kept them burning. There were 5 foolish ones that just did their own thing and expected the lights to burn themselves, but they burned out. Are you watching for the coming of your Lord? The Lord of the servant here is obviously a type of Jesus. Verse 47 says, the servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Verse 48, there are some that are beaten with few stripes. The end of verse 48, to whom men have committed much, of him they will require the more. And that's Jesus' message to us. I've given you a lot. I will require a lot. Now, Jesus came as a baby. He walked this earth. Before he left the Holy Spirit with us. So you know what? Jesus did see everything that you did in 2019. He saw everything you did. One day he will come back to earth again as King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And many will miss the event. I'm sorry, no one will miss the event. And yet many will miss the wonderful opportunity of returning with him.